One issue that many Bnei Torah confront is the issue of learning during Chazaras HaShatz. To be perfectly honest, it's not easy to have Kavana during our own Shemona Esrei, Kol Shekein Chazaras HaShatz, when we're not actually saying anything. So what is the halacha with regard to learning during Chazaras HaShatz? So there are four distinct issues that need to be addressed in order to be Malamed Schus on the union of learning during Chazaras HaShatz. The first two relate to the very nature of Chazaras HaShatz itself. We know the Gemara says that Chazaras HaShatz was instituted in order to be motzi those who cannot daven for themselves. Such a person cannot be yotzei simply by listening to the Shemona Esrei of another private individual. If I were to just daven a little bit audibly, and someone else who doesn't know how to daven would say amen and listen, he would not be yotzei. It's only through Chazaras HaShatz, which is Bitzibur, that he's able to be yotzei. How does that work? Why is it different Bitzibur than if an individual would say it out loud? So there are two schools of thought in this regard. One school of thought says it's a whole different type of a tefillah. An individual cannot be yotzei with someone else's individual tefillah, but Chazaras HaShatz is the tefillah of a tzibur. It's not just a tefillah in the presence of a tzibur, it's the tefillah of a tzibur. The Rama may indicate that this is the case. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this approach, and others have suggested it as well. And it would seem that according to this approach, during Chazaras HaShatz, every member of the tzibur is actually davening. The Chazan's saying it, but we're all actually davening. And therefore, just as it would be inappropriate to learn during Shemona Esrei, it would be inappropriate to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. Many understand Chazaras HaShatz differently. It's not the tefillah of the entire tzibur altogether. It's the tefillah of the Chazan, and it gets a little extra added oomph because it's in the presence of the tzibur. And that's why the person who doesn't know how to daven is able to be yotzei. MK, maybe there's a little more wiggle room to say that it's okay to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. Nonetheless, even if that's the case, there still do need to be nine people answering to the Shliach Tzibur, paying attention and answering, saying Amen. And the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Dalet that everyone should take upon himself this responsibility to be one of those guys, to make sure that we have a Tzibur in order to fulfill the Takanas Chazal of Chazaras HaShatz. So that would also be something that would need to be overcome. Let's say we're talking about a person who is able to pay attention to two things at once and to learn and to also pay attention and say Amen, or better yet, it's a big minyan and there certainly are lots of people saying Amen to the Chazaras HaShatz, and we can overcome that issue as well. There's still two more issues that need to be addressed. Some poskim, the Kaf HaChaim writes, and the Tzitz Eliezer takes it and runs with it, something Al Pi Kabbalah, and that is that Tefillah and Torah work through different ways. There are different spiritual channels for Tefillah and Torah, and they're not supposed to be mixed. There's a time for tefillah and a time for Torah. He actually writes, amazingly, the famous statement, Ashrei Adam she'amalo b'Torah ve'osen nachas ruach liyotzer, that praiseworthy is a person who toils in Torah and brings satisfaction to his Maker, that these are two, ve'osen nachas ruach liyotzer, who praiseworthy is a person who learns and thereby brings nachas ruach. It's possible to learn and not bring nachas ruach liyotzer. That's if you're learning at the wrong time, like during Chazaras HaShatz. He's pretty strong about it. So that's Al Pi Kabbalah, and that would be a problem even if a person was simply being Mehayer B'Divrei Torah, and that would be a problem across the board. Other poskim are less likely to take this, don't seem to really take this into account, this inyan, Al Pi Kabbalah, but still raise another problem, and that is the Mishnah Berurah cites, based on the Magen Avraham, that it'll serve as a bad precedent for other people. The Ben Torah has his head in the Sefer, so the next person is going to have his head in the BlackBerry, texting and whatever he's doing. It's something which is not connected to tefillah or Torah. And that would be a real bizarre on that tefillah. If there's tefillah going on in a tzibur and someone is zoned out and involved in other things, that would be a bizarre on tefillah. Some post have very harsh words for someone who does that, and therefore it would be a bad precedent. So here's the Pesach to be Melamed Schus. If we're assuming that Chazaras HaShatz is not the tefillah of the tzibur, and there's already 10 people for sure answering, and we're not concerned about the Kabbalah, we're only concerned about the bad precedent for others, so then it depends if it's being done in a way which would serve as a precedent. The Mishnah Berurah himself seems to hint, that if a person is simply being Meharher B'Divrei Torah, that would be okay. That's not something which is recognizable to other people. You're not in a very obvious way zoned out of Chazaras HaShatz. So that would be the nafkamina if we're only concerned about the precedent. So then the limud schus would be if a person is learning in a way which is not clearly disregarding Chazaras HaShatz, So then that would be, that would seemingly not serve as a bad precedent for people to be involved in other activities. Have a wonderful day.